Want to welcome some more newcomers to the Brazos Valley. Joe and Monica Contreras are with the Salvation Army and Bryan College Station, kind of flying under the radar the last couple of months. You guys have been here for since June then.
That's right.
Well, first of all, welcome as another newcomer, and a little bit of biographical information about you two.
About us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You go ahead and start.
I'd say about 15 years ago, I came to know what unconditional love was through Jesus Christ and the Salvation Army, and through coming to a relationship with Jesus and having a family with the background of drug and alcohol addiction and things. The ministries of the Salvation Army really touched me through our family, and that's how we've become a part of the Salvation Army, is by God's hand. And we have four children. Douglas is 14, Jordan is 13, Angela is 11, and Abigail is 4.
Joe?
I grew up in Graham, Texas, a little small town. You don't go to Graham unless you're going to Graham. You drive around it. The Salvation Army has always been a part of my life. I'm actually a third-generation Salvationist, and as long as I can remember, the Salvation Army has always been a part of my life, and I never knew that that's what it was that God was going to call me to, but eventually when the time came, God called me to the ministry of the Salvation Army.
And when was that?
That was probably about 3 years ago. Spent some time. My uncle challenged me to pray about receiving a call to the Salvation Army, and I spent some time in prayer, and God eventually answered my prayers, and we moved to Abilene, Texas, and then went off to seminary in Atlanta, Georgia.
What had you been doing professionally then before the call came?
I was a roughneck in the oil field for Schlumberger Wireline.
That's quite a change.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Talk about seminary. I think y'all are the first couple that I have visited with over a number of communities in welcoming new Salvation Army officers that are, I don't want to say fresh from the seminary, but obviously there's a reason to do that.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody in the Southern Territory, that's from Texas to Oklahoma, all the way over to Florida, up to Maryland, West Virginia, goes to Atlanta, Georgia, which is the Southern Territory Seminary. That's where our headquarters is, and we have to spend 2 years there in urban ministry and just preaching, you know, God's word and spreading the message of the gospel to people there in Atlanta.
And I would think for both of you that was a very fulfilling part of getting yourself prepared for what I guess Bryan College Station is your first station then.
Yes, it was. Yes.
The backgrounds that you two have coming into this experience being at Bryan College Station, how well do you think that helps you all prepare in working with folks of all stripes?
I feel that we've made connections already. You know, I've always seen that we don't go somewhere and ask God to bless what we're doing, but we look for Him and follow Him. And God's just already put just small divine encounters throughout the community that just connect with us. And I know that we're here for such a time as this, is what I feel.
And Joe?
Definitely. I think that we go through things in life, not understanding why we go through them, but God will use them to bless other people in ministry, and we've encountered plenty of people that have been through the same situations that we have been in, and we've been able to minister to them through the Salvation Army.
Just another minute or so left, and I'm going to get you two back because the holidays are approaching, and there's so much attention paid to the holiday period in the Salvation Army. But between now and then, what are things that you want folks listening to know about the Salvation Army and Bryan College Station?
There's a multitude of things. Our food pantry is our biggest deal right now. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are open, giving out food to people in the Brazos Valley. Our church services are Sunday morning and Tuesday evenings. We have our adult Bible study. Wednesdays, we're starting our youth programs up. We're getting a lot of kids coming in, hoping to get a lot of the traditional Salvation Army stuff going with our brass bands. And we just have a lot of things going on down there at the core.
How do folks find y'all, and if somebody wants to participate in a program or volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
You could call 361-0618 and ask for either Lieutenant or Ginger Cavender, and we can get information. We have a lot of volunteering opportunities. We have a clothing pantry and the food pantry. We'll be doing a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day from 11 to 1. And we have the Angel Tree and Kettles that'll coming up, and we could use a lot of help with that, too. So if you'd like to join, we'd love to have you.